And good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. It's Monday, May the 16th, 2016, 1:12, coming up on 1:13 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're tuned into the Now program here on WWGH Radio. And as always, on Monday, we are joined by Lynn, the Pal Psychic. Lynn, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good to see you. Now, this will be an interesting hour because, as I said in the first hour, we have Charlotte Ray, who was the star of The Facts of Life, played Edna Garrett, Mrs. Garrett, for 7 years on that program, who just released an autobiography, The Facts of My Life. She'll be along some point in this hour, so that'll be coming, so stay tuned for that. But, Lynn, you say you were a fan of Facts of Life.
I was. That was one of the shows I liked growing up. I remember always fantasizing that I was Blair. And
now, why was that show so appealing to you? Because it had a great, like, 9-year run or something.
I think it was. I mean, my age, I kind of related to the stuff that they were going through. The girls on the show, like Blair and Joe and all them, were a little older than me. But, you know, you kind of look up to them. They're older, they're where you want to be, they're popular, it seems fun, you know, they're at this private school, tons of friends. I kind of like the story.
Yeah. Well, and we were talking earlier on, because Charlotte Ray did leave the series the last 2 years, that the show lost something when she left. They brought in Cloris Leachman, I think, was who they brought in.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to go back. It's been a long time. I do remember them changing it over. I'm kind of a creature of habit, so I sort of like the old school characters. I typically, when they change characters in a season or in a series, I don't prefer it, even if it's a great actor, just like in Roseanne when they changed out Becky. I mean, it's the same thing. I don't know. I kind of revert back to the original characters and staff.
From reading this book, I learned that Charlotte actually wanted to leave. She said nothing would have kept her there after that point. She had had enough of... She felt that the girls would be okay without her, that they had made enough name for themselves, that if she left the series wouldn't end. But she said they offered her a lot of money to stay, but she was not going to do it.
Probably true.
Well, what are there any series like that on television today that you can think of?
There's a show. I mean, it's a totally different dynamic. It's a different series, but like The Goldbergs. I love that show. You know, you have this mom, and sometimes we always joke at home that I'm Beverly, you know, because I'm like that. I like taking care of the house. I'm a little old-fashioned when it comes to that. I like to cook dinner and keep my house together, and I pride myself on my family and taking care of my family. I like that. So, I don't know, shows like that I like, but you know, the show The Middle, it kind of cracks me up. You have this mom and dad, and it's just, you know, like Roseanne. It's like, it's almost like reality TV, but in the form of a TV show. I like stuff like that, but I will say TV's evolved a lot to where it's not like those type of values. It's gotten to where everything's about sex, and it's about you know, all the materialism or who has this or that. I mean, I'm not so much into those type of shows, even though it seems like that's where society wants to go, because maybe they want to relate to that. They want to be the 90210, or they want to be in the, you know, Beverly Hills Housewives, all of that. That's just not what my core values are, so those shows don't really appeal to me.
It did seem like for a long time, you remember this, Terry, where shows would get a knock on television, say they don't portray real life. What was your feeling on that?
Well, I mean, I know I heard that term a lot of times used when the Cosbys had their big run. Mm. They said, how you know, what's the chances of you seeing a black physician and a black lawyer, you know, married or what? You know, they didn't portray
typical.
Yeah.
But, you know, did Good Times portray typical?
Right.
I don't know if that was typical either.
Exactly, right.
I think one extreme to the other.
Exactly, yeah.
And how can television in general portray real life? I think that's difficult in and of itself.
Yeah. Very, very difficult to, you know, because life changes so much all the time that, you know, that I don't think TV, it just seems like they're always behind, you know, like they're always behind, you know. I mean, it's just, I think it's impossible to keep up with everyone's day-to-day, you know, day-to-day lives.
Well, somebody used to say that the reason television doesn't portray real life is because it's not. it's scripted.
That's a good...
Lynn, was there ever a television show that you can remember that you thought was really, it looked like life?
like Roseanne, perfect example.
You thought that looked like life.
Yeah, I think that people go through those struggles. You worry about money, you're, you know, trying to hold it together, you got parents working together, and you have real life struggles. I do think TV can, when it wants to, portray real life. My Name is Earl, that kind of stuff. That is a very people, some people struggle like that. People out there have, you know, trouble with money, but you want the best for your kids, and you have this balance all the time going on. So I think it can, but I think shows don't. And it depends on, are you wanting to relate and laugh and share your stuff that you're going through with what you're watching, or do you want to idolize something that maybe you wish you had that you don't, and that's where your interests lie. So,
what about the most famous shoe salesman, Al Bundy?
Yeah,
but see, see though, but I would, is that a normal portrayal of life? I mean, do people really treat their kids like, I mean, his kids were doing whatever they were doing, and the father was just a big dumb oaf, and the wife was lazy. I mean, is that an accurate depiction of life?
It was a funny depiction. You
know? Funny, yeah.
I think what they do is they take a thing of what real life is, and then they embellish it to make it funny and humorous and keep you drawn in. It's like you
kinda
take
give you
a real
twist
life scenario.
On it. Yeah.
Like, I do think there's probably people that are out there selling shoes or selling cars or doing whatever, trying to get by, and they have different family dynamics. You have teenagers who are running amok. Like, I think that is real life, but then they just add all the other humor to it. You're just embellishing and sensationalizing what's kind of realistic.
Well, but is Roseanne being an accurate depiction? Didn't they eventually win the lottery?
That's what I was getting ready to say. I didn't like the direction that that show
went.
Yeah,
I didn't like how it ended either. And the way they ended
Dan,
it.
Dan died, is that right?
Well, that's accurate. People die.
Well, I know that, but I mean, I just didn't like the end of it there.
I didn't like how it ended either. I think they kind of jumped the shark with the ending of it. But overall, I thought it was a pretty good show. Yeah. And like I said, they embellish it and sensationalize it, but they kind of, the core of it, people relate
was
to it.
Was your everyday struggle.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah.
So it turns out we won't have Charlotte Ray today. She, you know, it was interesting because she was at the theater when this was supposed to take place.
Well,
so I'll tell you, if we don't get to her, we'll certainly reschedule her because I know she wants to come on and talk about her book.
Absolutely.
But can you believe this? She turned 90 years old on April 22nd, and she's still working.
Wow.
That's amazing.
She's doing a play out in L.A., I think. Can't think of the name of the play, but she's still working.
Good for her.
Yes.
It's like, what's his name still working? Norman Lloyd?
Norman Lloyd, 101. I think when the parts come, yeah.
Somebody was talking on the Today Show today, said there was a guy, he was 101 or something. He still works 12 hours a week at like a credit union or something.
Really?
I thought that was pretty neat. I was like, wow.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Well, some people, I think, just like to go places.
Yeah.
There's something about it. They just got to get out of bed. Well, since we're going to sidebar this for a second, let's go back. Oh, by the way, Lynn will take your phone call, 740-383-9944. If you have a medical question, comment about somebody who's no longer here, want to make contact with them, financial future, all those things, 740-383-9944 for the next 39 minutes. But we got into a political... Were you here last week, Terry?
Mm-hmm.
No, you had checked out, hadn't you?
Yeah,
well, it was a fun time. So we'll go back down that direction because that's where we were last hour. Lynn...
Yes.
Oh, you look happy about it.
I'm
Let's get happy.
Because all this political talk, I mean, I don't know. People get so passionate and riled up about it, and it's just hard not to smile when you start thinking about it because you know where it's going to go, I guess.
Well, now, I'm gonna ask this since Terry did not hear the show last week, correct?
Right.
Okay. What do you think the tenor of our conversation was last week as it goes to Lynn? You've sat here for weeks with her at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think she would fall in the presidential political spectrum?
Oh, I'm sure she's a Donald Trump.
You think?
Yeah.
Now, why would you say that?
I just think that she can kind of relate to him because he says a lot of things probably that she's wanting to say but can't.
Like what? For example?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, obviously, she wouldn't say any of those statements about women, I don't think. But
well, let's get into it. Lynn, what basically, in a tin-type fashion, what would you say last week the conversation was?
We were just talking about how people, or why people rather, can be as accepting of him and maybe not as accepting of Hillary.
Right.
And, you know, it was just a lot of that kind
why
of dynamic.
Why is that?
Well, and what I had said was people, when they think about Donald Trump, they sort of know what they're getting. He doesn't disguise it. He doesn't, you know, wrap it all up. He says what he thinks, and that's what it is. And even though it might have a lot of shock and awe value to it, people know where he is. He's very blatant about it. Whereas Hillary, they feel like there's something hidden or deceitful, and they're kind of like waiting on the fangs to come out, so to speak.
Now, hidden and deceitful, like not releasing your tax returns?
No, more like, is she just saying what people want to hear?
No, but I'm going to say, if they ask you to release your tax returns, and the IRS says you can release your tax returns,
and you don't,
are you hiding something?
Are you telling
it like it is?
No, I mean, I really don't know what that's all about. I don't know why he's not doing it. I can't speak.
But this,
to him.
But this
it,
man
it is a little strange. Yeah.
But the man who tells this is what we like about him. He tells it like it is. He's not crooked. He's on the level. He's all of a sudden he's not.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know why he's doing that.
But you're still
going
to have those defenders that says, "Well, why should he have to?
Why should he have to?" Okay. The other did you hear the audio tape this weekend about him portraying to be his own publicity man?
Honestly, I wasn't even.
Okay, well, let me fill you in because okay. This is also very talk about deceitful and dishonest. In 1991, his PR man named John Miller did an interview with People magazine back when he was having a bad relationship with Marla Maples. So this guy called John Miller calls up to People magazine. They record it. Of course, it was a written publication, and it's clearly Donald Trump. Okay. I mean, they have the audio tape. Clearly Donald Trump pretending to be John Miller, saying he's...
Really?
Okay. So they bring Donald Trump on the Today Show Friday, and they play the tape for him and say, "Is that you? Are you John Miller?" "Oh, that doesn't even sound like me. No, that's not me at all." Well, you know what? They brought polygraph people in. They brought voice experts in. They brought people who listened to the tape. If you listen to the tape, if you have a quarter of a brain in your head, you can clearly hear the man uses phrases like Donald tremendously and all his words. But yet he denied it.
Really?
And pretending to be somebody else. Isn't that in... That's kind of mental.
Did you hear the tape?
I heard the tape.
I didn't
hear it.
Without a question.
That's almost like in a biblical sense where they say a false prophecy or something.
I mean, why would you pretend to be somebody else?
I'm not sure. What was the context of it?
He was doing an interview with People magazine. They called to get some facts on the story.
Uh-huh.
This PR man called back.
About him and Marla.
And said he's John Miller and was giving the...
It was him.
Very clearly him. Yes.
Yeah.
He'll tell you it wasn't, but... let me see if I can find it. You can listen. You tell me if it's Donald Trump.
I'm just curious about that. Like, what was the context of the interview? Just basic questions?
Yeah, just questions about, have you cheated on her? That was what the speculation was.
Oh.
Here it is. Washington Post tape, 1991. Now, I'm not going to play the full 14 minutes, but you will get to hear this guy's voice, who is John Miller. Now, you tell me, listening audience, is this Donald Trump or is this John Miller?
Did you work with Donald Trump?
Yes, that's correct.
John Miller, can you sort of, I guess we're going to try and put a story together. We have a deadline today because our magazine closed. Well, basically yesterday, but we'll probably get something together. But, you know, it's been on the cover of New York Post. And
yeah, I saw that.
What kind of comment is coming from, you know, your agency or from Donald?
Well, it's just that he really decided that he wasn't, you know, he didn't want to make the commitment. He didn't want to make a commitment. He really thought it was too soon. He's coming out of a you know, marriage that and he's starting to do tremendously well financially. As you saw, he got his license just 5-0 the other day, and you know, totally unanimous. And he's really been working hard and doing well. And probably, as you know, there's a real estate depression in the United States, and he's probably doing as well as anybody there is. And frankly, he wants to keep it that way.
Now you tell me, is that Donald Trump?
Yeah, I would say yeah.
Because Donald Trump says no, that wasn't him.
No,
John Miller.
Yeah.
I think he's probably really embarrassed about it.
Well, tell it like it is.
Okay, so
tell it like it is.
Okay, so here's the thing. I'm like zoning out as you're playing it, right? And I get that what happened was when it came time to do this interview, whoever this John guy was, whoever his PR guy was, Donald was talking to him about it, or the John guy was talking about it to Donald. Anyway, there was some interchange there, and he was wanting... you know, the PR guy to have this interview and kind of soothe it over so he didn't look as... he probably was having an affair or doing something that he was ashamed of.
Well, he admits he was.
Okay, so he was doing something he was kind of ashamed of in that relationship. So when they wanted to do the interview and his PR guy was supposed to do it, his PR guy kind of like backed out and was like, "No, I don't feel comfortable doing this. I don't feel comfortable soothing it over or maybe not telling the truth or the facts for what they were. So then Donald's like, well, fine, then I'll just do it my own self. Like, he got that, like, air about him. And so he called it in, acting like he was someone he wasn't, because the guy that was supposed to do it wouldn't do it and use the words or terminology that he was supposed to do. So I got that Donald did it. It's not something he's proud of. He didn't want to have to do it. His PR guy didn't do it. So, yeah.
That's fine. So when he asked, when he was, this is, what is that, 25 years ago.
Because didn't one of the callers say, if Bill Clinton would have just admitted, I got the best.
Yeah, if Bill Clinton would have just admitted that he had sex in the White House, it would have all been fine. So 25 years later, after this tape, when they asked him, played the tape for him on the Today Show. Yeah. Now, let's see if I can find that, because Donald, he just adamantly denies that was him. No, that's can't be correct. Let me see if I can find that Today Show.
You guys are killing me.
Well, you talk amongst yourself for a minute here while I try to find this. What do you think happened?
This guy, I don't know. You guys are killing me.
He should have just been honest about it. I get he was ashamed about it. It doesn't.
It's just the fact that you don't show your tax returns. Now you're dishonest.
Okay, let's go to the Today Show Friday morning when old Trump was asked about it. Here you go.
Good morning.
Not sure if you have been made aware of this Washington Post report that's out this morning, but they have obtained a recording with a voice of someone that they say is in fact you, someone who's pretending to be a PR person. This is from 25 years ago. And let me play a portion of the tape for it for you. On this tape, the person on it talks about his dating exploits, goes on about his divorce, things like that. I guess the simple question this morning, are you aware of the tape? Is it you?
No, I don't think it. I don't know anything about it. You're telling me about it for the first time, and it doesn't sound like my voice at all. I have many, many people that are trying to imitate my voice, and you can imagine that. And this sounds like one of the scams, one of the many scams. Doesn't sound like me.
The Post says that you acknowledged a couple decades ago that, in fact, that was you, but it was a joke.
I don't think it was me. It doesn't sound like me. I don't know even what they're talking about. I have no idea.
The Post also says this is something you did rather routinely, that you would call reporters and plant stories and say either you were John Miller or John Barron, but in fact it was actually you on the phone. Is that something you did with any regularity?
No, and it was not me on the phone.
Tell it like it is, Donald. Tell it like it is.
Anything but the truth.
No, I get that really was.
Dude, you're killing me, man.
But, you know, they asked him three times. They asked him three times. And they even said, you did it repeatedly. You've admitted to the Post that it was you, and it was a joke. They gave him an out to say it was a joke. They said it was 25 years ago.
Yeah,
this is that big liberal media operation out to get Donald Trump. They gave him three outs to admit that it was him. They played the tape for him.
Mm-hmm.
The man lied about it three times in a row consecutively. Mm-hmm. There's our next president. Tell him like it is, Donald. Tell him like it is.
Yeah. I know, but you got to realize, too, in a presidential election, they're going to dig everything out.
Hold on, because old Lion Ted and Crooked Hillary, boy, if they tell a lie, hold their feet to the fire.
Oh, they will. I mean, it's just going to get ugly.
Wait a second. But Donald Trump's thing is, tell it like it is, and I don't lie.
I don't know why he did that.
And Hillary's a liar. Hillary's
That's
a crook.
Right. Well, now he's out on this. Is he going to sue this magazine?
Sue him.
Probably,
sue the. You know. Well, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why this was him. And to be honest, it was him.
So if your kid cheats at school, sue the school.
I'll tell you what. He did not sue him. This was Friday. He did not sue him over the weekend. He knows it's him. And number two, don't you think if it was John Miller, don't you think on Friday night, John Miller would have been on every talk show saying that it wasn't Trump, it was me.
Yes,
this guy worked for him. You think he doesn't have the PR records on this guy?
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump, I hate to say it, but you got to call it like you see it. The guy lied, and he lied flat out. And he lied flat out.
I think you're right. I mean, I will agree with that.
And he lied three times.
Yeah.
And people, this is the tell it like it is, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what's that make you think? You support this gentleman. And yes, it is a minute issue. But there is some paranoia, schizophrenia, to assume a name 25 years ago to talk about yourself. And then 25 years later, they give you three chances to admit the truth of it, and he couldn't do it.
To be honest, I don't know what I think. It's too bad that he lied. I don't know why he would do that.
Old Lion Don. Lion Don.
I know it's going to get ugly. Probably more is going to come out.
But you see, even what you're doing here is why we get the liberal stance on this station. Mm-hmm. Because you've heard it. You've even agreed to the fact that he lied.
Oh, yeah.
But when you follow that up by saying, but it's going to get bad everywhere. You can't just say, Donald, you lied. You're a liar. It's disappointing. You're not what you said you were. Mm-hmm. Because if this were Hillary, I'm telling you right now, everybody, if they had a Benghazi tape of her saying blah, 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 and contradicting something that she said in public, oh, my God, she'd be dead today. Yeah. We'd be beating her with a stick, but no, not Donald Trump.
To be honest, I don't know what I think. It's too bad that he lied.
Because we're taking America back.
Making it great again.
Or making it great again, yeah.
I won't show my tax returns.
That's how we make it great. Don't show your tax
returns. I lie about being an assumed personality. I'm a great man. Wow. Oh, and by the way, also this weekend, we find out his butler had been in trouble for threatening the White House, making death threats toward the president, and was a well-known racist. So, a man who was in his employ for 25 years, but that's okay.
Oh, boy.
That's Donald. Wait, we love him.
Oh, Don,
he's
don't
a
worry
good guy.
Sounds
like I missed out on some good news stories this weekend.
But you know what? His butler, the man who he had in employ for 25 years, got in trouble with the FBI for making threats on the president's life and was a known...
It was John Miller.
But you know what Donald did? He came out and disavowed his butler. I don't agree with my butler. You didn't know what his feelings were for 25 years.
When you hired him? Yeah.
You didn't know the feds were out after him when he made the threat on the president's life? I wish I lived in Donald Trump's world.
Man.
I really wish I did.
That guy is awesome, man.
I wish I would have watched the news this weekend.
he's just awesome, man.
He's my new favorite person because he can get away with anything.
He's so cool. He's like Teflon.
You can.
Teflon Don, man.
I want somebody. Here's what I want to do. I want somebody to call in out there, 740-383-9944. Now, tell me something I said earlier on in this program, and I'm going to deny it now.
Yeah.
Because I never said
awesome,
that. What are you talking about? Never happened.
He's awesome, man. I mean,
Listen, I am not a Republican. And I am not a Democrat. I am a journalist. But I'm telling you what, this man is not a Republican or a Democrat. And I don't feel criticizing him is a political stance. I think it's a moralistic stance. This guy is off his rocker.
Yeah,
he's gone.
He's in outer space or something, man. I mean, he's awesome, though, man. He's like my new hero now.
I don't understand.
He can get away with everything.
Would you vote for him for president?
Well,
that's another story. Now, doesn't this destroy his whole image, though?
His credibility?
Of course it's going to hurt him. I don't know why he did that. That's shameful he did that.
I don't know why he's done anything he's done since the beginning. I don't know why people give him a pass on everything.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what. Your husband, okay, you're married.
Yes.
If Donald Trump had held up a picture of you and said, oh, ugly, ugly, ugly. Now, would that make your husband mad?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what? We sit here and we'll say, no, that's okay. It's okay that he does that. That's just politics.
You know, she does kind of have a big nose.
Yeah,
she
is kind of ugly. She's got kind of a big nose, which is what they do. I mean, it's ridiculous. If we put ourselves in those positions and said, what if that was us? We would not have it for a second. Wouldn't have it for a second.
Sure.
But because it's him and he's a businessman and he's telling it like it is, he's off the hook. He's wonderful.
Great.
He's going to stand up to China and make sure...
Yeah, we're all going to be speaking Chinese if he doesn't become president.
You know.
Maybe, you know,
I'd like to see him tell that same thing to Kim Jong-un or whatever his name is over there. And
well, he's probably going to call him up as John Miller.
I want to see him tell him his wife's ugly.
Make one of fun of those Korean dictators.
Yeah.
Tell them their wife's ugly.
You're ugly.
You're going to have a nuclear missile right up your...
That's what I'm saying, yeah. I'd love to see that.
The man is clearly... something mental is not working there with him.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think this man is mentally right?
I think his... Okay, it's kind of strange.
Well, because it's weird, because if he's mentally right, then he speaks for a lot of the Americans, so we're saying the Americans, a lot of the Americans have the same mindset as this guy.
38%.
Yikes.
And I guess when I think about him... The appeal that I think a lot of people have, because he got the vote. I mean, he clearly got the votes on the Republican side. People are sick of politicians. They want something that's not a politician. He's clearly not that. He's not all about the PR and being, you know, politically correct in this way or that way. And I think people like that. Even if they don't like what he says, they just like that he's different. And, you know, to go a step further, honestly, the guy, he has a huge ego. We all see it. And people have hope that he's going to use his ego and his desire to be successful to make America successful, too, and look at America like a business. He doesn't, you know, maybe he doesn't feel all warm and fuzzy like he's all American and, you know, all that. But he looks at America like a company, and people are tired of being beat up over, like, the China trade, the Mexican trade, the all of this other stuff. I mean, it's they might not exactly agree with what he's saying, but they dislike the idea of an opportunity of something different.
I don't know. I guess you notice how the calls have dried up now all of a sudden once you play that tape? Nobody's really in there defending old Don right now. Feel free to call in 740-383-9944. He was kind of wagging his finger there, if you ask me.
Yeah, that's right.
I did not do this. But, you know, the thing about it is, to me, is, okay, but I don't know where we got the idea, though, that a businessman is the best person to run the country. Why is a country a business? A country is not a business. We do not economically run this country like a business, nor have we ever. Because last time I checked, businesses don't spend all their money on security detail, which is what we do in this country. We spend so much money on military buildup in this country. Last time I checked, I never saw a business declare war on another business and roll out the tanks. I never knew that a business had to deal with border control and building walls outside to keep people out. I never knew that a country is not a business, and I don't know why. Now, if you want to say Donald Trump is an economist, you know, when you go to college or high school, an economist is much different than a businessman, okay? A businessman knows how to work the system to do what needs to be done. An economist knows how to work the economy. If he was a great economist, all hands on deck.
Yeah, well, I think people are really worried about how out of balance the budget is. Is there going to be money there for Social Security, the programs that are there, that type of thing. And when you do think about a businessman, you kind of think in terms of that. You have to be able to run your business, have profit, have money for shareholders. You have to know how to interact with other people, maybe people you don't even like. If we need to go and make a deal with Putin, or we need to go talk, you know, like, you need someone that can make a deal across the table, and a good businessman is able to do that. I'm not saying.
But if the deal isn't in our favor, and he says, "Oh, your wife's ugly anyway," and he says, "Oh, yeah."
But that's not a good businessman, and I think he's smart enough. I think that's all talk for us, because honestly, we're a nation that's turned to reality TV.
But you know, he's got the nomination.
Yeah.
Why lie about that?
I have no idea. To be honest with you, I don't know. I cannot even.
How could that hurt him? If he had said, "This is 25 years ago, yes, I did it, it was goofy for me to do it, but it was what needed to be done at the time." Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't see where it would have hurt him or helped him. I don't know why he did
it. Certainly has hurt him now.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I don't know why he would do that. I have no clue.
I don't know. I don't, and I also don't know that he's this great businessman, because if I was a great businessman, I would want to show you my tax return.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that's about. What did he say? Like I said, I missed the news.
Oh, he just said they're under audit, and I'm not going to show them. As a matter of fact, I think he said it wasn't your business.
But the last three times that people have asked him to run for president, he's been all gung-ho until the question comes up, "Well, we need to see your tax returns." Then all of a sudden, he mysteriously fades off into the sunset.
Well, is he not a billionaire? Does he have money in offshore accounts? Is he just the opposite of what he says he is?
I don't know. Didn't Mitt Romney do this? I can't remember.
But and who was the first to criticize him for doing
Donald
it? Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I remember other nominees having the same issue. I can't remember all.
Well, Republicans.
All was or why? But
he was in such a hurry to see the birth certificate.
Yeah, he wanted to see that birth certificate.
But now we won't show.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I think probably legally he is going to have to produce it if he's like when
doesn't
the audit is done.
Doesn't have to.
They don't have to when they vet the president.
No, he'll release the last 17 years.
Yeah, Hillary has released the last 17 years.
I don't know. I can't speak for him or what he's doing.
So that being said, why is Hillary still bad? Why is Bernie Sanders still bad?
Oh, I like Sanders.
Okay. Now, see, now the complete opposite of Donald Trump would be Bernie Sanders. She would be closer to Donald Trump than Bernie Sanders would. Bernie Sanders would.
Yeah, I mean, I like what Bernie Sanders says. I I think he has a lot of pie-in-the-sky ideas, but I love his optimism and what he wants to do for the country.
But that's very similar to Hillary's platform.
I don't know. I trust that Bernie would do it. I don't trust Hillary. I'm sorry.
Now, see, there's the question. Why don't you trust Hillary?
Okay, so have you ever just walked into a room, and some people you feel like, oh, you just feel that energy. You want to go up to them and talk to them, and they're warm. They make you feel good. And some people you walk into a room, and just the way they stand, you're like, oh, I don't know about this person. They've got to feel cold and hardened and all that. That's the energy I get from Hillary. I don't like how she makes me feel. I don't like her.
So it's really nothing you know.
No, it's just something about her. I think people have an intuitive sense on people. You don't have to be psychic or intuitive to do it. You have a gut instinct, and so.
But to walk into a rally and hear a guy screaming, you know, you get.
That's what I'm saying. Now, Bernie, he feels
no,
like
I mean,
the
Donald
guy.
Trump. He's pointing his finger.
I don't know, Bernie. You feel like you can go up to him, give him a hug, and talk to him. Like, he's just a different energy. She just something about her, the way she carries herself. She looks like she's tries to smile for TV, but I've also seen little snippets of her where she's like, wow, she's kind of a grouch. Or she's,
I think she's had a rough life.
I think so, too, and I'm sure what they're doing is totally exhausting for everybody. Not even her, but just the campaign people, all of that. Family, it's hard. Her energy, I don't know, there is a fakeness about her. Like, she's fake smiling for people, and she is something she doesn't feel to be. That's just my opinion.
Just like John Miller.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I've heard of people pretending to be other people.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. Like, yeah. Sanders, I don't get that. I feel like
I just don't understand how a billionaire, and I mean, this, I could not walk into a room with a billionaire and say, wow, man, I'm on the same level as that guy. I've watched millions of debates.
He's like grandpa.
You know, millions of debates. I wasn't even a registered voter until 2000. And every time, it just seems like they're talking over my head like they don't care about me.
Is that a local call?
Yeah.
Okay, I wanted to make sure it wasn't Charlotte. Hey, you're live on WWGH Radio. Go ahead.
I know a couple Secret Service agents that were at the White House when she was there. And one morning she walked out and went, good morning, Mrs. Clinton. And she dropped the F-bomb on him. And he thought, well, I'd sure take a bullet for her. She's a nice lady.
Well, now, okay, that could be. I won't deny that. But let's go back to the Donald Trump denial. How do you feel about that from Mr. Tell It Like It Is?
Well, you know, maybe he is right. You know, you have all these different voices on portraying Harry Carey and Johnny Carson and all those. The guy doing Harry Carey sounds really good. He sounds almost like Harry.
I'll give you that. We have a good Donald Trump impersonator, too. But don't you think if they were questioning his integrity over this, and he's been smashed now for 4 days because of it, don't you think you would have had John Miller on television or the impersonator who did it?
Well, maybe this John Miller's not around anymore.
But this tape came from the Washington Post in 1991. This is not something new.
Well, he had him rubbed out because he wanted to see his taxes.
It's not like Hillary or Obama or anybody who has a bone to pick with Donald Trump went out and invented this tape. Their campaigns didn't release it. The Washington Post has had it since 91.
Why is it just now come about?
That's a good question. Well, probably because he's running for president.
Maybe the IRS released it.
Well, because he's running for president. But, you know, that's just another good example. Donald Trump can do no wrong. Hillary Clinton can do no right.
I know.
And it's a strange thing. Because now think of the thing you just said there, caller, because you just said you knew some Secret Service agents who heard her drop the F-bomb.
No, when she said it to them.
Said it to them. Absolutely. Okay, said it to them. Now, were you there when she said it?
No, I wasn't there, but he was there.
But did you see it on tape that she did this?
No. Okay. No, but I've heard two incidents from two Secret Service agents, the same thing.
Right, so it's in what you've heard from other people. Now, on the other side, if we go over here to Donald Trump, what he did, we heard it. But yet we are trying to get him off the hook by saying, well, it could have been an impersonator. Why is it being released now? Now, couldn't we say that about Hillary? Couldn't we say, well, these guys just really didn't like her. They made it up. They're trying to make her look bad.
What is the big deal about this thing?
He can't tell the truth.
Well,
What was the big deal about Bill Clinton having some action in the Oval Office? I don't know that that prohibits you from running. You know, Eisenhower got some action there, too. So did Kennedy. So did Johnson.
Sounds like Harding did in the...
Our own Mr. Harding, who we're building the center for, got a couple...
It goes back to the old thing, if it's good news, it's not not reportable.
Well,
only the bad news is reportable.
But there's the good news by definition is not news because I mean
right. Absolutely.
The sun came out today. We're not going to report on that.
Sure.
But the truth is it's
so did this.
But it's interesting how even when Trump gets caught red-handed, we will try to find a way to get him off the hook. And hearsay about Hillary Clinton, we will try to condemn her with. It's a funny life.
I just think people have trouble with women.
Think how long we've had the Clintons around.
Now that's an apt argument.
And I think that people have gotten to the point where, you know, it's time for the Clintons to step down and walk off into the sunset and say, yeah, we had a good run at it.
Did they feel that way with Bush number two in 2001, 2000?
Did they feel what?
Well, did they feel like maybe they've had enough time?
Yeah. Well, you didn't have Barbara Bush running for the White House. You didn't have Laura Bush running.
Now
for
wait
the White
a second. Now you're talking about women. So you're talking about women.
No.
That's what the whole argument's about now.
No, I think that people just think we've had enough of the Clintons.
So now wait. Now
she's
what?
She's been senator for two terms.
Okay.
Two terms.
Now what? Now what if?
Secretary of State.
Well, now, but what if Bill Clinton had a son? Would it be okay if he ran?
Probably.
Ah.
See, I say no. I say we're
okay.
I thought that way about Jeb Bush. I was
and
like,
if
on.
If Barbara Bush had run in 2000, that would not have been okay.
Well, everybody would have liked it because she was a woman.
I don't know if women get an easy pass. I'd ask Hillary Clinton about that.
No, it's time for a woman to run. That's I think that's part of the mystique of Hillary is it's time for a woman. So.
Well, she ran once before, and she didn't get in on it's time for a woman.
Right.
I think the Republicans could have had a shot at it this year, but they've got this guy running against her. I don't know how that ever happened.
It's been a mess.
It's been a mess. Well, thank you.
Absolute mess on both sides of the fence.
Thank you for calling in.
All right. Bye.
See, now you explain...
Now we're getting to the meat and bones of it.
Explain that call to me.
It sounded to me like the whole problem lies with her being a woman.
Well, maybe. I don't know. But all I can say is that I don't understand. I mean, we had Roger Stone on this program, who is a political insider. Another local number?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, you're live on WWGH Radio. Go ahead.
I would vote for a woman, just not that woman.
And that's
Condoleezza Rice would run. I'd vote for her.
Okay. Now, but what did you get from the last call?
That call, I think he probably was a bit of a chauvinist, but... I don't think that's the majority of the voters out there. I don't, and I really think Hillary Clinton's probably going to get elected. And it's probably going to be partly because she is a woman, not the other way around.
Well, let's talk about the Trump tape. Why did he do that?
Because he's an idiot in a lot of ways. He opens his mouth before he thinks, which is scary in itself.
Why does he get free passes for it?
What's that?
Why does he get a free pass for it?
Hey, did he? There's nobody that's been more scrutinized than Donald Trump in the media.
Okay, except with the exception of you, 99.9% of the other people have given him a free pass.
His followers, I mean, it is true, his followers are devoted. I mean, he even said it. He said, I can walk down a street in Manhattan and shoot somebody and they'll still follow me.
I hope not.
Which is kind of scary. It's why does he make statements like that? But what I'm saying is this is going to be the hardest election I've ever voted in. And I'm 57 years old. It's not going to be an easy decision. I just can't see myself voting for Hillary Clinton. I just can't.
So you see yourself voting for Donald Trump?
If I vote.
Now here's the interesting thing. Well, this is the interesting thing, because I guess maybe what it all comes down to is now. See, when President Obama ran against Mitt Romney. My answer to that was, when Biden came to town, I went and saw Biden and covered it. When Mitt Romney came to town, I went and saw Mitt Romney and covered it. Those people were probably both fit to run this country. Make your choice. We're all going to be fine. the day after the election. That's where this election's different. Where people cannot... You can hate Hillary Clinton all day. You can hate her and call her the worst thing in the world. She is qualified for that job. She can
Obama
do...
Obama was a junior... I mean, a freshman senator. He had, what, one term in the Senate.
Absolutely.
You called him qualified?
I think that he had been in politics for at least 8 years. He had been a community organizer. He had been in the Senate. So
community organizer is not...
Been in the Senate for 8 years. So he did...
For years?
Well, for at least 4 years. What year was he elected? 2002? 6 years. So that being said, he did have
2008. He was...
2008.
Yeah.
Well, he was elected president, but he was elected to the Senate. Was
oh,
it 2002?
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay, so he'd been a senator for 6 years. So that being said, Donald Trump has never been elected to anything, and I didn't hear, you know, even, let's leave that
out. It was Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan was governor of California. But forget that for a second. Let's go back to the last president who did not hold political office, Eisenhower.
And he was voted to the Screen Actors Guild.
Eisenhower. Okay, now, Eisenhower got elected in this country, and he did fair. Most people say his presidency had some holes in it, but he did fair. You know why people could look at Eisenhower and vote for him? They could vote for him because he was a war hero. He was a brave man. He did something in World War II. He didn't get on the telephone and play his own spokesperson and then lie about it. He didn't make fun of people's wives. He didn't say that he didn't know what the Ku Klux Klan was. He didn't not show his tax returns. He didn't say he didn't know what torture was. If people don't understand, I'm not talking Democrat, Republican. If people don't understand the qualifications for this job between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, like him or dislike him, then I don't think there's any help for those people. Maybe he could shoot somebody in the middle of Manhattan.
You know why people like Donald Trump?
Go ahead.
Because we had both the Democrats and the Republicans that were running for president both bragging the fact that they supported NAFTA.
NAFTA was a bad deal, but do you know who tried to push NAFTA through? It was Bush number one.
You keep on thinking I'm sitting here supporting the Bushes. I'm not, okay? It's been every president. That's the reason why he's different, okay? He's saying that's not a good deal for America.
Okay.
Okay? That's why most of the people, I think the polls have proved me wrong on this, but I would say the majority of the people are blue-collar workers in middle class that support Donald Trump.
But you know who else didn't like NAFTA? Ross Perot.
Yeah, Ross Perot, and look what they did to him. Same thing they're trying to do to Trump.
Well, but Ross Perot wasn't exactly Trump. There was another billionaire with no political experience. I cannot say a bad thing about Ross Perot and could not say a bad thing at the time. The problem is Donald Trump is wacky. You know, he's like your wacky grandfather. He just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I don't understand why he has to do things like that make us look ridiculous on the world stage. If he had just come out and said, I don't like NAFTA, I'm a good businessman, look at what I've done, here are my tax returns, and Hillary Clinton is not the best person for this job, okay, let's have an election. But don't come out and hit that Ku Klux Klan garbage. Don't come out and call somebody Lion Ted. Don't make fun of somebody's wife. Don't lie about playing your spokesperson. Don't try to ban Muslims and Mexicans, and you have no plan to do it. Don't come out and do this. Don't call the Pope a disgrace.
So you think we need to bring over more people into this country when we can't even support the people we have?
I think you have no intention of building a wall. You have no way to do it. It's all talk. I mean, I can say that the United States is going to come totally out of the deficit. I got a plan that's going to bring us totally out of the deficit, and when you ask me how I'm going to do it, I'm going to say, you'll see when I get elected. It's all talk.
Are you aware of what the deficit is?
Yes. But it's all talk. It's all absolute talk. Like when he says he's going to print more money, to me, that doesn't sound presidential. And we could ask him.
He said printing more money, that's what we've been bitching about the Democrats all these years.
No, but he said what he's going to do, how he's going to pay down the deficit, he's going to buy it back at a premium and print more money. That to me does not sound very businessman, presidential, economist.
I didn't hear him say that because that's what most conservatives are against.
CNN's New Day phone interview last Monday. Look it up.
But, yeah, same thing could be said about different things that Hillary said as well.
But see, now there you go. We're talking about Trump, but you deflect it back to Hillary. You won't lay on his fault. You deflect it back to her. I'm not talking about Hillary.
How many things were disclosed during the Clinton administration over all that investigations?
Back to Hillary. Yeah. I understand. I get it.
You're talking about Trump not disclosing his taxes, but look at all the Whitewater stuff that they refused to hand over.
And we can talk about that, but we're not talking about that right now. We're talking about Donald Trump running in 2016, not releasing his taxes. Whitewater's done. You're not going to bring that up again because it's not going to be tried again. She was not convicted on anything. It's over. Do we go back and say, well, we can never elect a Republican again because the only Republican or the only president ever to resign in this country was
a Republican? If you get a good Democrat up there, I'd vote for him.
Well, there you go. We're running out of time, but I do enjoy the conversation. Thank you. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Do you understand, Lynn, because you are the guest here, why every time we talk about Donald Trump, when you say defend his action, it's, but what did Hillary do? I'm not asking about Hillary. We'll talk about Hillary next week.
No, I understand what you're saying. I think people just, when you talk politics, people get riled up and, you know, you can try to defend Trump or not defend him or agree or disagree, but ultimately, you know, people want to balance it out. If you want to say anything about Trump, then they want to counteract it with Hillary. I mean, I guess why it happens. It's, you know.
Go ahead, caller. You're on the air with John Miller.
Well, I just feel like, to me, the thing that people that are on board with the Trump is the fact that the jobs in the country are just, they're nowhere, you know. Sure. And everybody like me, I've got 7 kids coming up in this world, and I fear for all these kids coming up that, you know, I wonder how hard they're going to be. I mean, I got one that's a freshman in high school, you know, and I know she's going to be, you know, not too bad. But I look at my younger ones and I go, man, you know, as this economy struggles, and you hear the, especially it seems like a lot of Democrats want to sit there and beef up the minimum wage up to anywhere from $15 to $20 an hour, and you're like, are you guys nuts or what? You know, and that's what scares a lot of us conservatives out there, that we're like, look, we want a future for our kids, and that one caller had it correct. The NAFTA thing, you're right, Ross Perot, who did he say that to? He said that to Clinton at the time, and Clinton, they were big supporters of that. Now, I can't sit there and say, well, wait a minute, we're talking about Hillary. We're not talking about the husband. Well, trouble is, a lot of us in my generation, I've had Bush Sr., Ronald Reagan, last presidents that we can list in the 5 or 6 years, have had no problem with India taking our jobs, China taking our jobs, you name it, all these, you know, I mean, we can't even go and buy a washer today that's made in the United States, it seems like, you know. You can't go buy a microwave that's made in the United States. Well, because we have shipped everything so far out that there's got to be a stopping point to it. And I just don't know I would like to see a change in that.
Now, caller, and we're running low on time, but I'm so glad you called in, because I think what you just did is the point that I've been trying to make. Those are the discussions I want to have. Let's talk about NAFTA. Let's talk about job creation. Let's talk about going to India. Let's talk about why Ronald Reagan, a Republican, and the Bushes, Republican, and Clinton, a Democrat, and Obama, a Democrat, have followed similar policies. Let's talk about that. The only place where this program gets off the tracks and differs is why is Donald Trump the guy? If Trump was running against Bernie Sanders and we couldn't say that it was another Clinton, that it was Bernie Sanders, then is Bernie Sanders the guy? Because if people are willing to say that, then I can understand, because then you're saying you don't want Bush or Clinton's. But Donald Trump, to me, does not seem like, I don't, the own Speaker of the House, who's very conservative, Paul Ryan, does not consider Donald Trump a conservative. And I don't think he is. If he was a conservative, if he was a politician, if he was a guy who just made good choices and didn't pose as other people, he can be a candidate. That's fine. But I just don't know what he is. He's a bizarre man.
I agree with you 100%. And that, you know, when the last caller is 100% correct, this is going to be one of the hardest elections for myself too. But you know, one thing I can say for Hillary, but the times that she has spoke a lot of times, it seems like she thinks that we can solve our solutions by, it seems like, getting the debt higher and spending more money to try to get out of it. And that's just been a poor, poor decision. It seems like the last presidencies have not made that up. I mean, we look at Obama, I mean, you know, that debt is just outrageous. And yeah, Bush wasn't much better at it, you know. I mean, in the last two or three, we can probably say that with. And if we don't get this stopped, there's going to be no hope for these young kids coming up, these kids that are, you know, five and under. If we don't start taking care of our responsibilities with our money better, then this country is really going to be in trouble, because that debt's just going to be out of control.
Very good points. Thank you so much for calling in and listening. Thank you. Lynn, I'll give you the final word on this, but the final question is Donald Trump the guy to do that?
Wow. It's hard. I mean, I'll be honest, it's hard. You know, you have Trump, a lot of people don't like him. Hillary, a lot of people don't like her. I think this is going to be, like the last couple callers said, one of the hardest elections we've had, because it tugs at you both ways. I think if you had Sanders in there or someone else, I think
Ralph Nader.
I've been in radio for close to 15 years. I've never gotten on the air and gave opinions like these, because you do try to stay unbiased. But at some point, you become a human being, and you say somebody has lost their mind, and it's very clear. Mitt Romney was not nuts. Bill Clinton was not nuts. Hillary Clinton is not nuts.
Well, Mitt
George Bush was not nuts.
Until Mitt came to Marion, remember the big...
Yeah, well, you have to draw your own conclusions on that. But Ross Perot was not nuts. These people were okay. But Donald Trump, you know, I just don't know. I think he's one step away from the crazy farm. For those who tuned into Charlotte Ray, hopefully we'll find out what happened to her and rebook her. Stay tuned. Much more programming coming up here on WWGH Radio. But for this day, this is John Miller heading for the dugout.
Dan Straley. That was your Sports Minute with Jared Moore on 107.1.